Congregation, the text for this morning's our service is from Exodus 14, the verses 13 and 14. Exodus 14, the verses 13 and 14. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. So far. The theme for this morning is simple. Stand still. The theme is stand still. Three thoughts. Stand still before the sea. Like the Egyptians were pursuing the Israelites and had to stand still yet before the Red Sea. Secondly, stand still. Facing the sea of sin. I'll explain it later. And in the third place, stand still, seeing the sea of all circumstances. So stand still is the theme. Stand still before the Red Sea. Stand still before the sea of sin and guilt. And stand still before the sea of all circumstances. Congregation, Aaron and Moses slipped into the country. And they went to Goshen, where the people of Israel was dwelling. And they talked to the elders and told them about Sinai, about Horeb, about the Lord revealing himself as the Lord, as Jehovah. And they showed the wonders with the staff, with the hand in his bosom. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spake as the spokesperson. I'm quoting Exodus 4 now. Aaron spake all the words that the Lord had spoken to Moses and the signs in the sight of the people, and the people believed. They're convinced. They believed when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and they looked upon their affliction, they bowed their heads and worshipped. So convinced, so elated, the Lord had heard their cries, that seen their affliction, and Moses their deliverer, and the spokesperson, they believed. And you know the story, all those plagues, right? The blood, the frogs, the lice, the flies, the boils, the hail, the locusts, the darkness, and then the tenth plague that did it. And Pharaoh said, please go. Leave, you get permission, so convinced that the Lord had spoken. And he called Moses and Aaron by night. Come here, I'd like to talk to you. He couldn't wait for the morning. And said, rise up, Exodus 12, rise up and get you forth from among my people, ye children of Israel, and go serve the Lord, he said. Go. And take your flocks, your herds, ye have said, and be gone. Bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we be all dead men. Please go, leave us alone. Go to the desert, serve your God, take your flocks, take your herds. And they left, delivered. by that high hand of God, without moving a pinky. The Lord had done all the work. He had fought for that people and delivered them out of the house of bondage, separated them from Egypt, drawn them out of that slavery, that bondage, that hardship. The Lord's hand and Lord provided a pillar of cloud for them to give direction, to follow them, to protect them, and the aid of the Lord was with them. Let it go. Free, happy, expectation they have for the future, hope. They go to a land promised by the Lord. They go straight home now. Why is this all happening? Why that high hand of the Lord? Why did the Lord harden Pharaoh's heart? Why all those 10 plagues? What's behind it? Let's ask first. What's behind it? Why is this all happening? And I take you for a second to Romans 9. It speak about Pharaoh. For the script is saying to Pharaoh, even for this same purpose, I've raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. It's behind it. The Lord's name, his power, must be declared to all the people, be known. It's about God's majesty, God's holiness. God wants the honor of it. So he hardened Pharaoh's heart. For this purpose has raised thee up. God's freedom, God's sovereignty, God's wisdom. See him going, children? Moses, Aaron, elders, parents, grandparents, children, single people, flocks, herds, sheep, goats, slowly leaving Egypt, the Egyptians overloaded with jewelry, and say, please go, arise, leave us alone, we all die with urgency, we can't wait till you're gone. Led by the pillar of the Lord. What a happy people. And then the Lord spake unto Moses, our chapter 14, verse 1 and 2, speak unto the children of Israel that they turn. Tell them to turn. You're going straight forward to the promised land. Turn right. Turn and encamp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal Zephon, before it you shall encamp by the sea. Why, Lord? By turning around, by doing that, taking that curve in the road, by going to the right instead of straight. But so, well, something's going to happen. I put up a trap. I would put up an ambush. I'm preparing for something. A trap? For whom? For Israel? To be trapped? The sea in front of them? The mountains behind them? To the side of them? And Pharaoh behind them? A trap? No, a trap for Pharaoh. And Israel is the bait. You come after them. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness shut them in, the door is closed behind them, they're stuck, I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all the host, that the Egyptians might know I'm the Lord. So they had to turn around a little bit, curve in the road, going to the right, be trapped, so they would entice Pharaoh to come behind them, and then it will be the death of Pharaoh, because the Lord is not satisfied. the 10 plagues, we need an 11th plague. So that the Egyptians might know that I am the Lord. You know, that's a key verse in Exodus. What do you think? How many times we read that in the second book of Moses, in Exodus? That they may know that I'm the Lord. Guess, how many times? 11. That they may know that I'm the Lord. Also in Ezekiel, how many times do you think? 66 times. That they may know that I'm the Lord. That's God's purpose with everything. With all the circumstances, everything that's happening in this world, in your personal lives, the Lord is saying, you must know and come to the conclusion that I am the Lord. I'm the Holy One of Israel. I know what's best. I reign, I govern, I rule. That they may experience it, they may know it from the heart and see it, that I am Jehovah. So the people turn. And they did also, the end of fourth, for sure, and they did also. So they get trapped in that dead end road, and Pharaoh heard about it. And he smiles and he laughs and he said they have been shut up and entangled. And he prepares his chariots, the best ones, the choice chariots, 600 of them. All the other, the older types of them. And the cavalry and the infantry. And they make haste and they hurry and they pursue after them. Why have he done this? Why did he let Israel go? His heart is again hardened. He took all the chariots and captains, and the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Verse 8. And he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with an high hand. So they follow them, and they look behind, and they see the dust of the horizon. They're coming. They see the sea in front of them is deep. See the mountain to the right and the left. And they cry. They were delivered. And they feel, they don't feel like that. They're free of Egypt. And again, that fear after being delivered. Again, fear. So surprisingly, so unexpectedly, and they cried to the Lord. And they become even sarcastic. And they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, don't have graves and coffins in Egypt, that we have to die here. And they even start lying. Wherefore hast thou dealt with us this way? Is not this the word that we did tell in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? No, they believe. Now they turn around the story. They say we are reluctant. And they cry to the Lord. And then our text, a key text in the Bible, that we'll see later. Fight. Flee, run, go, be courageous, you'll fight them off, be prepared, get your swords. No, not like that. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, don't tremble, don't be so afraid, stand still, just stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord doing it. You only have to stand still. Just don't move. Stand still. Fear not. See, experience, behold, the salvation of the Lord. The Lord's salvation. The Lord's doing this. He will show today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again, no more forever. What a sentence, right? No more forever. It will be done with them. The Lord will finish them. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. See them? Do they still fear? I don't know. But they stand still. Don't fight. Don't flee. Don't turn. They just stand still. And the Lord's like, go forward a little bit. Closer to the sea. And the Lord said, wherefore Christ thou unto me, speak to the children of Israel, that they go forward. So they move a little bit forward to the sea. Then we see Moses standing, his rod, right, his famous rod in his hand. He lifts it up. He holds over the ocean of the sea, and a path is made. And the people of Israel are following him. I read in Hebrews 11, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. So they step in the sea. It's dry now, and they follow Moses. The hand of the Lord made the path. Stand still. You shall see the salvation. I will fight. Just follow. Come forward. Step in. Follow me. And they do. And I see verse 17 again. It's a theme, right? And behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honored upon the Pharaoh and his chariots, upon his horsemen, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, and I've got me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and his horsemen. It's all about, time and again, about God's honor, God's honor, God's power, that they may know that I'm the Lord. You know the story they follow. And when they're almost through, the Egyptians follow them. And the cloud is going in between, giving darkness to the Egyptians and light to the Israelites. The wheels are coming off, and the chariots go heavy, and they get afraid and panic. And Moses lifts up his rod again, and the waters start flowing, and they drown all the pharaohs and his horsemen. How does it end? Last verse of this chapter. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and the servant Moses. And in the desert, on their way home to the promised land, stand still before the Red Sea, our first thought. So the second thought, stand still before the sea of sin. You say, minister, just wait a moment. Are you going to spiritualize this? No, it is spiritual. And God's word explains this so beautifully. 1 Corinthians 10. There's proof, before I continue, proof that this is about sin as well. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant of all our fathers, or under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, all drink the same spiritual drink. See, baptized, it says, baptized unto Moses in the cloud in the sea. This is spiritual. Some people stand there. They're kind of feeling delivered out of the house of bondage. But then it's coming back again. That fear of sin, of guilt, they see that the sin before them. They see the mountain right to the left and Satan and justice pursuing them. And they fear and are frightened. Do you know that? Do you know that? Having no hope? Everything against you? Your sins rising up against you? Maybe you do. I tell you something. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Fear not, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. That's exactly what the Bible says. But believing is to stand still, not doing something, not fighting yourself in a sense, not doing works yourselves, not qualifying any possible way, but depending upon the Lord only. Do not fear and stand still and let the Lord do it himself. The Lord shall do it. Remember the text from Romans 4? That's so crucial in a week of preparation. So crucial for life. So crucial for prayer day. Here it is. But to him that worketh not, to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. He that worketh not, to come to your wit's end and to say, Lord, I cannot help myself. I don't try anymore. But now I stand still. And I believe the Lord doing it. To see his salvation, not fight, but stand still. To not work anymore. You're so foolish by nature. Even after being convinced and drawn out of Egypt, we try to fight ourselves and we fear the Lord have no power. Lord says, I do the work. I fight for thee. I do everything for thee. That's true saving faith, right? To let the Lord do the work. Him that worketh not, but believe in him that justify the ungodly one, not the tender one, not the crying one, not the good one, the ungodly one. The lessons. A few lessons more. They're delivered out of Egypt and happy, and the pillar of cloud led them, and again soon after they feel in bondage again. And so the Lord's children can feel freedom, feel deliverance from the bondage of Satan and sin hell. And soon after, being in trouble again. So soon after, again, that same fear. So soon after, it can happen, often happens, that God's children have been delivered. Fear again. All that unexpected turn in the road, having received salvation of the Lord and being delivered and going out of Egypt and then going backwards into the trap for the Lord's glory, for his honor. And they cry again and become sarcastic even and not understand, become angry at the Lord. God's people becoming angry at the Lord again. Why is this happening? Oh, Satan also does not sit still. And there are different levels or layers in bondage, right? You can be objectively been delivered and still not feel delivered, still not feel forgiven, still do not feel holy. There is a justification, a sanctification, a glorification, so that faith is needed, that Moses needed, that rod is needed, that path. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he made a path. There was no path. There's a deep sea. There's only impossibilities on all different sides. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. The relief for that people if they are at the end of their works and see Moses, see the Lord Jesus Christ, and see the path through the sea. I am the way, follow me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And they follow, and they believed him, him that worketh not. Someone stuck this morning in a week of preparation, crying to the Lord. I thought I knew something. I lose everything. I have nothing left. And they cry and panic and in darkness and in turmoil and in despair. And they say, are there no graves in Egypt? Moses, some of the rebellious in hearts, even God's people can be. I wish I could apply to the hearts. I can only bring to the ears. Now stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hold thy peace. I will fight. You be quiet. Follow me. That's true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not work yourself at all. To let him do all the work, all the fighting, and then hold your mouth and follow. We read in Genesis 15, verse 6, about Abraham, and he believed the Lord, and he counted him for righteousness, same year. So in the week of preparation, trying to find something, to bring something, to do something, to qualify somehow, it's all of no help. Only this. See the salvation, the Lord's salvation. I see the word Jesus in the word salvation. Savior. He saves his people from their sins. He's doing it all. He does not need your help. It's offensive to help the Lord. Don't help the Lord. Let him do it all. Stand still and say, Lord, I can do anything. And the Lord does not need assistance. Let him do it all. Now you stuck people, sin rising up against you. For how long do you have to struggle? I command you. Stand still. That's God's word. Stand still. It's God's command. See. See the salvation of the Lord. Rely on him entirely. Seek your salvation outside of self in another. That precious Savior made a path through the sea. Him is more than Moses. Moses, he pleaded the Lord. He blotted out of the book. He wasn't. Christ was. That's the path. Salvation, the Lord. He fought the good fight. He conquered the enemies. He conquered death, Satan, sin, the world. And he still conquers hearts. Let him do the fighting. And all with one purpose. That's the experience of God's people. That they may know that I am the Lord. It's a great purpose. That he may be honored and glorified. The Lord is so honored when his children stand still. The Lord is so pleased with the people that is quiet and only wants to see the salvation of the Lord and all relies on him. All that trusting in him, relying on him only, solely the Lord Jesus Christ, that's to God's honor. And when people begin to fight yet and do something and qualify somehow, that's an offense to the Lord. So stand still before the Red Sea. Stand still before the sea of sin. Stand still, and also the sea of our circumstances. Also in daily life, you may have that experience. All the circumstances against us. Water in front of us. The mountain right and left. A Pharaoh behind us. And panic. Be concerned. And cry, and be disturbed, and suffer, and be afraid for the future. What's the matter? Financially, possibly, to lose everything. Such a hard time to make ends meet, and work hard, and fear, and cry, Lord, Lord. And then to stand still, to not panic, to work, to your duty, to what's best, but depending upon the Lord. Fear not, stand still, hold thy peace, don't be critical, don't be sarcastic, don't be ironic. Just let the Lord rule. He knows what's best. For your marriage. On the rocks, or your upbringing of children, or your career, or your sickness, or death approaching. You can see it in so many ways, the billows roar, the earthquakes. Think of the disciples. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea. In so much that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Delivered and seen something of salvation and now fearful, forgetting the Lord's work, like the Israelites has forgotten all those 10 plagues, forgotten that the Lord had helped through so many times, and now to be so fearful for the sea. So God should also fearful again, the disciples fearful. Why are you so fearful? Or you have little faith. Stand still, see the salvation of the Lord also in daily life. We sang it together from Psalm 26, at Psalm 46. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, be exalted in the earth. I think of Asaph, right? Well, he saw that ocean as well. He panicked as well in a sense, so fearful. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. So painful for Asaph, seeing all those circumstances against him, all the waves covering his boat. But I thought of Romans 8. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. You know? All things work together, not may work, they do, they work together for good to them that love God. That love God, the called. So see how crucial it is to seek the Lord, to seek that your sins are forgiven. It comes with all help possibly needed in your life. Come together with that. For God's people, all things are together for good. So you need to seek that salvation, Lord Jesus Christ, and all will be well. To seek the kingdom of God and righteousness, all other things will be added unto you. First, spiritual things, and then following after the circumstances. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So marriage trouble, financial, career-wise, ill, ailing, weak, fearful of death. You need to seek the Lord Jesus, the salvation in him. And then all things will follow. Oh, the Red Sea of sickness and death, till I can make a path through it, the Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord needs to be your shepherd first, and then you don't want. And the door is still open. You know, salvation is worth to swim across the whole ocean for that. It's worthy to climb Mount Everest for that. If you could work for that and seek it, it would be worthy to do anything. There's the whole world to sweat and to do everything possible to get your salvation. But you know, you can't get it that way. All the works. What do you do? You can only get salvation by standing still and see the salvation of the Lord. And that salvation suffices in all circumstances. Chronic illnesses, death, problems, whatever kind and sort, nothing shall separate you from the love of Christ, the love of God in Christ. So seek your salvation by standing still and all relying on him. Him that worketh not. Oh, stop working. Stop working. Quit it. See your salvation only in him that does all the work. Him that worketh not, but justify the ungodly. Be an ungodly then. Don't try to be someone else. An ungodly one. Fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass called. The Lord Jesus Christ is the way of salvation. So you don't see a way, I see one. The Lord Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. He's more than Moses. And the Lord Jesus Christ has a word for you this morning. Follow me. Amen. Lord, show us our sins, our worthiness. Bring us for the first time or again in a narrow place. Cause, Lord, to seek salvation only in standing still, in seeking salvation in Jesus Christ, and not fighting and holding our peace. By thy grace, O Lord, so foolish, we work so hard, we fight so long, we should stop and we don't quit. Apply the word, maybe meditate on it, bring us safely back home today and back to thy house to pray. Be instructed in the Lord's words. We ask for thy help and anointing spirit. In Jesus' name alone, amen.